Johnson. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's 3 o'clock. That means it's Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. My next guest, she may not be a millionaire, but we sure know how the millionaires class likes to manipulate our political system. Such a good follow-on to yesterday's guest, Scott Ellis, talking about this disease of obscene wealth that we have in this country. And of course, the eventuality that if you're sitting on piles and piles of money that you don't really need to live anymore, that your kids don't need, your grandkids really don't need, you're going to try to acquire some power. And the easiest way to do that in our country, courtesy of the Supreme Court, is by donating indirectly via dark money groups and all sorts of other little tricks of the trade to candidates. And my next guest, her name is Tiffany Muller. She is the president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote, as well as their action funds. And she's helped grow these organizations from small little startups to a nationwide presence with over 4 million members and a million grassroots donors. So important, the work that you're doing. Tiffany, thank you for making time for us this afternoon.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Maggie. I'm really looking forward to the conversation.
Well, let's start with the very foundation. What did Citizens United do, and how has it really impacted the way that corporations and billionaires and millionaires can control policy in this country?
Yeah. So for all your listeners who maybe don't spend their free time reading Supreme Court decisions, like I know you and I do,
Guilty.
The Citizens United decision was in January 2010, and it took two really terrible ideas and it merged them together. And it said money equals speech and corporations are people. And it basically allowed unlimited and undisclosed money to flood into our elections. And this really opened up just a ton of money pouring in. Look, we've always had too much money in our elections and too much money in our politics. And there's been constant efforts to rein that in, make sure that there were contribution limits, make sure there was disclosure and transparency so we could root out corruption. But Citizens United basically blew the doors off, and it just allowed billionaires and millionaires to have free, unfettered access. And it actually laid the groundwork for all the other really bad decisions that we've seen, whether you want to talk about Shelby v. Holder and the gutting of voting rights, whether you want to talk about Janus and taking worker powers away, whether you want to link it all the way up to Dobbs and taking away our reproductive freedoms. It all starts with Citizens United and the allowance of money to buy our democracy.
Yeah, this line of cases we'll get into during our discussion this afternoon, Tiffany, because it's really started to take on kind of a head of steam that I'm not sure I would have particularly predicted. So we'll talk about sort of where the Supreme Court is leading us, the primrose path to a place of I think, deep corruption in our government. But let's talk more about if you are a billionaire today and you wanted to say, make sure that Eric Hovde gets elected or wait. If you were Eric Hovde and you had like $200 to $500 million, which was on his most recent financial disclosure form, like how do they actually do, like, how does it operate? How are they doing this?
Yeah, there are a number of different ways that they are getting away with it. But what we have seen is this rise of dark money, undisclosed money, money where we don't really know where it's coming from, and the rise of super PACs. And again, for all the listeners who maybe aren't in the weeds as much, super PACs are these groups that are ostensibly supposed to be independent from the campaign. But millionaires can come in or billionaires can come in. They can contribute any amount of money that they want. And then those groups can go buy TV ads or political mailers or say whatever they want about the other opponent. And so in a race like Wisconsin, you would see this playing out through someone like Dick Uihlein, one of the GOP's mega donors, putting a lot of money into a super PAC and then running ads either against Tammy Baldwin or for Eric Hovde. And let's be clear about who Eric Hovde is, right? Like, Eric Hovde is a man who's reportedly worth $560 million. He has, and he's basically from Orange County, California, owns a bank, and invested upwards of $75 million in companies offshored in Bermuda, and did this just to avoid taxes, right? And so it is this whole system right now. I travel around the country a lot. I talk to our members a lot. What I hear is that people feel like their lives are getting harder and harder, that it is getting harder to afford groceries, prescription drugs, housing, and that, you know, all they want is for government and their elected officials to make their lives a little bit easier, to just help unrig the system a little bit. And instead, what you see are these millionaires and billionaires just continuing to rig the system so that then they can have policy outcomes that line their own pockets at our expense. And these, whether it's corporate special interest or billionaires, they're finding all the tricks, all the loopholes. So much of the money now is actually undisclosed. We don't even know where it comes from. And I think the recent analysis is something like this election cycle is going to run upwards of $14.4 billion, billion with a B. It's insane.
Those numbers are simply staggering when you think about how that money could be redeployed. You know, if we actually had like a fair tax system to assist the middle class. Seems to me, Tiffany, if we line up what is the greatest incentives in the world, money and power, and we create a system by which legally those with money and power can effectively pick their candidates and therefore tell those candidates how the tax system should be run, what policies they want, isn't it just a necessary and known result that those that had a ton of money and power will end up accumulating more of it? I look at this, you know, from like a cause and effect standpoint. The Citizens United decision decided by the conservative or Republican, if I will, for sort of lay terminology, Republican wing of the Supreme Court, decided in 2010. If I would have sat back and maybe proselytized back in 2010, I wonder how long it will take for this to get really, really bad, for it to really hit the pockets and the checkbooks of middle-class Americans, for people to get truly desperate and feel so disengaged in many ways from our political process because there is this overwhelming view of it being rigged. I think about, I don't know, like 10 to 15 years would seem to be in the ballpark, and yet, and here we are.
Here we are.
You know, I've heard people characterize this election as the middle class versus the corporate and billionaire class. Is that fair or is it an oversimplification? Because that's the way I'm seeing it stack up.
No, I think it's totally fair. I think if you talk to voters across the country and all of our research that we've done too, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they think there's too much money in our politics. They think those with the most money have the most say. And they're not wrong.
And they're right. Yeah.
We see it. They're right. We see it day in and day out on Capitol Hill. Big Pharma has 1,500 lobbyists. That is three for every member of Congress on Capitol Hill on any given day. Well, it's no wonder that it's so hard to get any kind of actual regulation on the price gouging we see around prescription drug prices, right? Just as one example.
Yes.
Or you see big oil and gas that after Citizens United became the number one spender in our elections. And you wonder why we have such a hard time tackling climate change. Well, it's not actually all that hard to put together when you start putting together the incentives around the money. So I think you're absolutely right. And I think people feel a little powerless around what can be done about it, right? It can feel like there's so much stacked against us and that we have seen the folks who have the most money. We see tax cuts that are rigged for them, a $2 trillion tax cut in 2017, where what, 90% of the benefits went to the biggest corporations, right, and the richest Americans, where we saw those tax cuts not expire, but the tax cuts to help middle class, those all expired, where we see continued bailouts to the biggest banks and Wall Street, where we see tax incentives to oil and gas companies. It's no wonder people feel really disempowered and cynical and a little bit helpless. But here's what I'll say. The people are actually with us. The people believe that there needs to be radical change in our governing system, believe that there needs to be a balance given back to the and power given back to the people and taken away from just the richest people. And so I absolutely agree with your assessment. And I think if we elect the right people, we can pass the right policies that actually begin to structurally reform the system and put some real limitations on the amount of money in politics.
It's interesting because as a Wisconsinite, of course, the most famous piece of campaign finance reform federal legislation was the McCain-Feingold legislation, known by the names of the two senators, of course, John McCain of Arizona and Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, that tried to put in place some pretty basic aggregate campaign expenditure limits and disclosure requirements so people could know who was buying whom. It is so anathema to me as an American that we can't know who's paid for what anymore. If it's so great that corporations are people and money and speech, then why aren't you shouting that from the mountaintops? My special guest this half hour, Tiffany Muller. She's the president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote. Built that organization from the ground up. Such a pleasure to have her. Don't go anywhere, anybody, because we'll be back with Tiffany. I got some questions for her about Trump's effectively bribes to big oil and other industries, because that's where we're at, folks. That coming up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show. That's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.
Hope you don't mind if I pay you in cash. I don't like Big Brother getting into my business, you dig?
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
It's getting kind of hectic. Host Citizens United. That is indeed the problems, because corporations aren't people, money ain't speech, and it corrupts absolutely in our political system. My guest this half hour, Tiffany Muller, founder of the president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote. She's with me for this installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Don't worry, Tiffany ain't a millionaire, neither am I, nor is Brian. But we're talking about how millionaires are buying politicians. I could not believe, Tiffany, that Donald Trump got up in front of a room of oil executives and said to them, give me $1 billion because it'll be cheaper than the cost of regulations if I lose. That was what he said. This isn't a violation of some kind of federal law? Weird.
It absolutely should be, right?
Right.
I mean, he literally stood up and said, put $1 billion into my campaign and I'll make sure that you have less regulation, so more pollution for all of us, that you can drill more, even though oil production is at an all-time high and we're exporting more oil than ever, also that you can line your pockets more when they're already making record profits, right? Oh, and by the way, in my Trump Project 2025 plan, I'll just totally get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, who needs that? Cleaner and water.
Who needs that? Yeah. I mean, who knew that we'd ever be wishing Richard Nixon back in office, right? So that is what he's doing. Our campaign finance system is so broken that he is out here just auctioning off parts of the government, right? And why not? We have an ineffective Federal Elections Commission that's gridlocked and that won't even enforce the few laws we have left on the books. We have a Supreme Court that's basically been bought by the same billionaires and mega millionaires.
Literally, and, you know, instances, violating their own disclosure laws. We could do a whole show on Thomas and Alito, yes.
But that's exactly right. I mean, Paul Singer, Harlan Crow, yep. Leonard Leo have paid hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars of lavish gifts and trips with these conservative justices. And then guess what else they did? They took $600 million of undisclosed money and used it to stack the Supreme Court with conservative justices that they knew would then vote the way they wanted them to. And then they spent another $500 million to go after Roe and to strip away our fundamental freedoms. And it's not just Dobbs, I think, is one of the places where the assault on our democracy is just so striking and where we see how all the pieces lined up. But it's not just that. And Maggie, as someone who reads Supreme Court decisions, I mean, this past Supreme Court session alone, we saw case after case that would just overturn decades of precedent, like the Chevron decision that strips authority. Yes. From the federal government, and which allows the government to protect us, and seeing things like the Trump immunity case, where they basically say, sure, we no longer have a president who isn't above the law. We have a dictator who can do whatever they want in office. So this money, it's not just buying elections, but it's now capturing the court. It's holding our regulatory agencies hostages. It has undermined every foundation of our democracy.
And of course, the with the overturning of Chevron, there's basically zero deference to experts within government that are trying to set regulations to protect regular consumers and middle class people. When people rail against regulations, there's too many of blah, blah, blah. First, I'll grant them the point that there's too many regulations and it should be more efficient. But then I remind folks that the reason that regulatory systems exist, the reason that laws are adopted and regulations are enforced, is in large part not to protect anybody else except regular people and working people. Yeah. Because rich people, back in medieval England, they were safe. They were fine. They had the good water and the good food. It's regular people who can be taken advantage of when regulatory systems fail. The overturning of Chevron by a bought and paid for kangaroo court through people like Leonard Leo and Harlan Crow and all of these billionaires. That is now we've got bought and paid for judges with no expertise in these areas deciding what the regulations should and shouldn't be. It is pure insanity. Before we go, I wanted to get your thoughts on this take that I have. If we look at some of the greatest failures of the government in modern history to protect regular Americans, we can talk about big tobacco. We can talk about the auto industry. We can talk about asbestos. We can talk about lead pipes, right? Lead paint. We can talk most recently and most relevant to my very next guest coming up, the opioid epidemic. And the common thread through every single one of those was money and lobbyists and the capture of regulatory agencies by corporations. Is that an oversimplification? That's right. Or is that, I mean, everybody knows someone who's been touched by all of these great, great failures. That's the through line, is it not?
That's exactly right. And I mean, in the case of the opioid crisis, you literally saw Purdue bribing yes. the regulatory agencies and bribing their way into being in a position to even have the ability to kick off the opioid crisis that now we're, 30 years into, and hundreds of thousands of people have died.
Yes.
And it is because of greedy, profit-driven corporations and ineffectual regulatory agencies and the amount of money that was gumming up the system. And, you know, we were talking about Chevron a minute ago. And again, this is all about protecting the people. You know, it has been the Koch's number one priority for 40 years to get rid of Chevron.
Yeah.
And that wasn't because they care about people. That was because they cared about their profit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this goes to safe water, safe air, pollution, and being able to all be able to, even the least among us should be protected, right? Because that is a value and that is what we should be fighting for. And look, I, you know, we've talked a lot about all the problems that money in politics causes. I just want to say for everyone listening, we need you to vote, because who is in office in November matters for every single piece of this. If we get the right people in office, we're going to pass real change. We're going to pass real reform, and we're going to rein in the money in politics. So please vote and make sure all your friends and family vote.
That's Tiffany Moeller, president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote. Very quickly, Tiffany, where can people find out more about your organizations?
EndCitizensUnited.org, or follow us on Twitter at Stop Big Money.
I love it. At Stop Big Money. We're all about it here. We had one texter that texted in about, what about the solar and wind power lobbyists? Yep, those things too. But again, fossil fuels are actually going to wipe out the planet eventually, and solar and wind might actually help save a few lives. All money in politics, not good. Money ain't speech, and corporations ain't people. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Folks, stay tuned. Up next, Dr. Rahul Gupta, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They gave you $1 million to your campaign, and this one gave you five, and this one, you have to do it. You know what he's going to say? Okay, I'll do it.